राधाकांत नमोस्तुते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So, I would like to welcome everyone to the fifth session of this course on the journey of self-discovery. In the last 4 days, we have been discussing about the importance of human life, the importance of actually taking direction from the scriptures, the Shabda Praman, if you really want to understand the source of everything, how what exists, from where has everything come from. And on the third day we discuss about who am I, the nature of the self, the characteristics of the self, etc. And yesterday we discussed about what is that cause of all causes, the source of everything? The understanding of Bhagavan, the cause of all causes, the source of everything, the supreme controller, proprietor and enjoyer, according to the Bhagavad Gita, which is the conclusion of all the Vedic literatures. And what is the difference between the many powerful representatives of that Supreme Lord as Devi and the Devatas. And how the same Lord appears in so many wonderful ways. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. In every millennium he comes in so many avatars. And we discussed how even though the avatars are many, but essentially they are the same personality. And we also discussed about how Vishnu is none other than God in his office for the purpose of protection and annihilation. Protection of devotees and annihilation of the demoniac. And how God at home is more relaxed, reciprocating wonderfully. Basically there are 5 types of relationships that everyone aspires for satisfaction. The first is called Shantaras. He is great, I am small. Therefore, I am completely dependent upon him. Then there is Dasyaras. Lord, master and the servant. And the servant is the master. Like Hanumanji. Hanumanji is in the Dasyaras. He wants to serve Sri Ram in the mood of a servant. Prahlad is in the mode of Shantaras. Lord is great, I am significant. I just only can remember with gratitude. Then there is Sakhyaras, friendship. And that friendship, the classical example is Arjun. Arjun took Krishna as his friend. Then there is Vatsalyaras. Vatsalya means looking up to serve the Lord as a child out of parental affection. Of course, God doesn't have a father. He is the Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradhapita. He is the father of everything that exists. How can he have a father? But there are devotees who wants to serve just like with parental affection, like Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, or Vasudev and Devaki, or Kausalya and Dasharath Maharaj. And therefore the Lord appears as a child or a son to reciprocate with that parental affection of service. And then there is the lover and the beloved. And in that is also reciprocated. Other than these five, there are no other relationships. In this world, everyone is wanting this kind of a relationship. But in this world, the master wants to exploit the servant wants to exploit the master. The friend is also at the drop of a hat, there is a strain in the relationship. Amongst Vatsalya, parental, sometimes there may not be any reciprocation from the children towards the parents who have a lot of expectations. Or from the lover, there may not be fulfillment of expectations. But when these five relationships are sought in the Lord, completely satisfying. As a master, he will never desert you. He will always reciprocate, much more than what you can ever render service. As a friend in need is a friend indeed. At the time of death, the most needed situation, he is there for us. If you can remember the Lord at that time, he is there for us. As a son, he is always there to reciprocate, taking full responsibility. And as a lover, in spite of any situation of life, he will not ditch you. He will not desert you. And therefore Krishna is also called Rasaraj, Rasa Bihari. He reciprocates with all types of devotees in so many wonderful ways. One prayer to Krishna is, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu. करुणा के तुम सागर हो, करुणा के सिंधु हो, दीनों के बंधु हो. इफ गॉड कैन बी रेफर्ड बाय दिस पर्टिकुलर टू एडजेक्टिव्स, हाउ इज इट दैट पीपल आर सफरिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड गॉड इज हैविंग हिज रासलीला अपस्टेयर्स? व्हाट काइंड ऑफ गॉड इज ही हु कैन एंजॉय हिमसेल्फ एट द कॉस्ट ऑफ द सफरिंग ऑफ हिज चिल्ड्रन? Even in this world, we find if the children are suffering, the parents cannot be happy. How do we understand this? That if God is all merciful, all loving, all compassionate, why is there suffering in this world? And why isn't God doing something about it? Right? This is a common question. I have seen during the time of earthquake, Bhuj and later Lathur, some of our devotees had gone for some relief work. Many, many pious people, many pious people suddenly became atheistic. Kaisa Bhagwan hai? Hum log puja karte the, hum log puja paat karte the. Hamare jeevan mein aisa kyun hua? Iska matlab Bhagwan hai ya nahi hai shayad? How could he desert us when we are so subservient and obedient to him, following all his orders very nicely? So therefore this question, why do bad things happen to good people or vice versa? Why do good people, you know, or to good people bad things happen and bad people good things are happening? So today we'll be addressing this particular topic, which is very, very important. The million-dollar question. Why do bad things happen to good people or vice versa? To thoroughly understand this answer to this question, we must have a thorough understanding of five essential topics that are discussed in the Vedic literature, especially the conclusion of that is Bhagavad Gita. As I said, Sarvo Upanishado Gavo. Upanishad is called Vedanta, the conclusion of Veda, and the essence of that is the Gita. So, what are these five topics? A thorough understanding of which helps us to understand why do things happen to people in different ways. The first is the science of Ishvara. Ishvara means controller. Yesterday we discussed that in elaborate. The science of God, the controller, proprietor, enjoyer, creator. Then, the second topic is Jiva. The science of the soul. What is the nature of the living entity? Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. Third is, which we will be discussing today. Three more topics we will be discussing. In the last 2 days, we have discussed Ishvara and Jiva. Today we will discuss the last three. That is, what is this Prakriti? Prakriti means this material world that we live in. What is the nature of this world? How does the world function? What is the rule under which this world functions? What is the nature of this world? What is the purpose of this world? Fourthly, Kala, time factor. And fifth and the last, Karma. Karma, hum jo karya karte hain, Prakriti, Ishwar, Jeev, Kal aur Karma. ये पांच तत्वों को जानना जरूरी है अगर हम इस सारे प्रश्नों का उत्तर चाहते हैं कि भले लोगों को बुरा क्यों और बुरों को भला क्यों होता है. सो लेट अस डिस्कस. टुडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग द लास्ट थ्री सिंस वी हैव ऑलरेडी डिस्कस द फर्स्ट टू. सो लेट्स टेक प्रकृति, दिस मटीरियल वर्ल्ड दैट वी फाइंड अवर सेल्व इन. वॉट इज द नेचर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड? वॉट इज द स्क्रिप्चर से about the nature of this world? It is described, this whole material creation is only 1/4 of the creation of the Lord. We do not even know the expanse of this universe, but it is described that our universe is like a mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds. Imagine in a bag of mustard seed, rai ka dana, rai ke baste mein ek chota sa dana. The whole brahmanda, our universe, is like one mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds. Imagine so many universes are there. And all these universes put together, millions, अनंत कोटि ब्रह्मांड, और ये सारे ब्रह्मांड भगवान की सृष्टि का एक चौथाई भाग है. ओनली 1/4. एंड रेस्ट ऑफ दैट 3/4 ऑफ द एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज वैकुंठ और द स्पिरिचुअल रेल्म. कुंठ मीन्स एंग्जाइटी. व्हाई देयर इज एंग्जाइटी? Because however great you are, however powerful you are, four things are there. Birth, old age, disease and death. Abrahma bhuna loka punaravartino. From Brahma loka down to Patala loka, everyone, they may live for millions of years, but they have to grow old, they have to get disease and they have to die. No one can avoid death, as sure as death, as they say. And misery is caused by body and mind. Misery is caused by other living entities. Misery is caused by natural disturbances. But Vaikuntha, Vigata Kuntha, in the spiritual world, there is no birth because the soul is eternal. There is no old age. There is no disease. There is no death. There is only one element there. Pure love. Everyone loves everyone else. Everyone serves everyone else. Everyone's priority is to please the other person. Here in this world, we want to please ourselves. Everyone should serve me. But in the spiritual world, Everyone wants to serve others and they want to be the last. भौतिक संसार में पहले मैं 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 एंड द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड पहले आप फिर मैं. सो देन somebody may ask this question. In fact, this material world is described by two adjectives. दो विशेषणों से वर्णन किया गया है इस भौतिक संसार को. दुखालयम अशाश्वतम, ये दुखों का आलय है, और अगर दो दुख के बीच में थोड़ा सुख भी है तो अशाश्वत है, बहुत दिन टिकने नहीं वाला. इट सीम्स अ लिटिल पेसिमिस्टिक बट द फैक्ट इज द नेचर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज दुखालयम अशाश्वतम. आलय, आलय मतलब जैसा हिमालय, ग्रंथालय, राइट. इन यू गो, इफ यू गो टू हिमालय यू फाइंड ओनली हिम, बर्फ. इफ यू गो टू ग्रंथालय ओनली बुक्स. Similarly, dukhalay, miseries, so many miseries. And in between, if two miseries, there is a relief, that is also ashashvatam. It is not going to last long. Soon, some misery is going to come. So, somebody may ask, why the Lord has created 1/4 ekapada vibhuti? Pada means 1/4. Ekapada vibhuti is the material creation and tripada vibhuti, 3/4 of the creation is the spiritual world. There is no end to the spiritual realm of existence. Why didn't God create 4/4 spiritual world only? Duniya banane wale kya tere man mein samayi, kahe ka duniya banayi tune? Right, people ask this question. Why did he create material world as all? Why did he create dukhalayam shashvatam? Why not create sukhalayam shashvatam? Okay. The answer to this is very clear. This material realm is compared to a prison house. I'm sorry, you're going to get a little bit shock. 250 volts. Thoda finger. Shock lagne wala hai. Tayyar ho jaiyega. Kya? हम लोग कह दिए हैं ये जेल है, ये भौतिक संसार जेल है. दिस वर्ल्ड इज कंपेयर टू ए, दिस मेटीरियल क्रिएशन इज कंपेयर टू ए प्रिजन हाउस, ए फैसिलिटी गिवन टू द रिबेलियस सोल्स एज एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू रिफॉर्म. व्हाई डज द गवर्नमेंट क्रिएट ए प्रिजन हाउस? गवर्नमेंट इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड इन क्रिएटिंग ए प्रिजन हाउस. Some people force the government to create a prison house by taking the law in their own hands. So when people take the law in their own hands and create disturbance for the law-abiding citizens, the government has two choices. Catch all of them, make them stand in a line, take a machine gun, shoot them down. Na rahega bas, na bajegi bansuri. But the government is very merciful. No, 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 no. अरे मारना नहीं चाहिए, उनको एक सुधरने का मौका देना चाहिए, पर अगर समाज में रहेंगे तो तकलीफ करेंगे. So let us put them in the prison house in a restricted environment. And there, till they reform themselves. अगर सुधर गए तो उनको बाहर निकालेंगे, नहीं सुधरे तो रहने दो उधर ही. So that they don't trouble the other law abiding citizens. Similarly, all the souls that are here today in this whole creation were there in the spiritual world. But we developed a desire. What is the desire? We want to become God. And then there is this evil thought came in our heart. Why only God should enjoy? Why I should not enjoy like God? And therefore, a living entity started hating God. And when you hate, there is no place for hate in the spiritual world. So God says, all right, you want to be God? You can't become God here. I will send you to a place. Just like a child wants to drive a truck. Father is a truck driver. And a 5-year-old child says, mere ko bhi truck chala. Nahi beta. Main road mein accident ho jaye. Nahi, 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 mujhe chalana hai. Chalo, tujhe SL world mein le jaunga. So this is God's SL world, this material creation, where everyone is allowed. You want to become God, you want to be the controller, proprietor, enjoyer, all right, you try to be. In the Bible it is said, in a story form, that God created Adam and Eve and left them in the Garden of Eden. Enjoy. He said the whole garden is meant for you to enjoy. You my children. Only one thing. Don't eat from that one apple tree. That's all. And on that apple tree there was a snake. And that snake hissed in the ear of Eve. Idhar aa. Ye apple kha. And Eve said, no, God has told us not to eat from this apple. I tell you why he is telling you. He is very jealous. If you eat this apple, you will become God. Khalo. No, God has. Are kha, main bolta hun. And she took a bite. And she gave to Adam also. Tu bhi khale. As soon as they ate the apple, three things happened. Suddenly they realized they were naked. Till then they were oblivious to the fact. They didn't even know they were naked. They became very embarrassed and covered themselves. Secondly, they realized that she is a she and he is a he. Duality arose. Male and female. Good and bad. Happiness and distress. Heat and cold. Duality came about. And third thing they realized, they were kicked out from the Garden of Eden to Eden Garden. Sorry, there is some Bengali people here from Kolkata. I'm just making fun. So from the spiritual world, they fell down into the material existence. Bible says it in the form of a story. But Krishna says it in Gita in one verse. Icha dvesha samuthena dvandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Icha. भगवान बनने की इच्छा और नहीं बन सकते तो भगवान से द्वेष. इच्छा द्वेष समुत्थेन द्वंद्व मोहेन भारत. हे भरतवंशी, हे अर्जुन, ये द्वंद्व में जब व्यक्ति पड़ गया, बुरा है ये अच्छा. इन द एब्सोल्यूट वर्ल्ड देयर इज नो ड्यूअलिटी. एवरीथिंग इज एब्सोल्यूटली गुड. देयर इज नथिंग बैड. But in the material world, there are two sides of a coin. You can't have one without the other. Dvandva mohena bharata. Sarva bhutani sammoham. And they get bewildered. Sarge yanti. And they fall down. The fall of the jiva from the spiritual realm to the prison house of material existence. And why are we here? The purpose is to reform ourselves, perfect our lives, and go back to the spiritual realm of existence. You may say, what? Prison house? Chains? I am free. What nonsense. I'm not in a prison house. I can do what I want when I want. Who says I am tied up? The soul which is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful, Satchit Ananda, comes into this material world and gets a material body. This is the imprisonment for the spirit soul. The spirit soul is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. And the soul is put inside a material body. Body is Asat, temporary. Achit, full of ignorance, and Nirananda, the source of all misery. It is the body which is born. It is the body which grows old. It is the body which gets diseased. It is the body which dies, not the soul. The soul is അജോ നിത്യ ശാശ്വതോയം പുരാണോ നഹന്യത്തെ ഹന്യമാനെ ശരീരെ. സോൾ നെവർ ഡൈസ്, ദ സോൾ ഈസ് നെവർ ബോൺ. ന ജായത്തെ മ്രിയത്തെ വാ കദാചിൻ. He's never born, he's never die. He just takes, he appears in a body and disappears from the body, takes another body, transmigrates from one body to another in the 84 lakh species of life. Now somebody may say, 84 lakh hi kyun? 83 lakh, 99,999 kyun nahi? Why exactly 84 lakh species? It is described, there are 84 lakh various forms of desire to enjoy separately from the Lord. And according to your desire, you get a particular type of a facility. So there are different 84 lakh species. Jalaja Navalakshani, we described the 84 lakh species. 9 lakh, all these things when on the third day. I don't want to go into detail of that. But there are 84 lakh species, and all these 84 lakh species are different. Just like in the prison house also there are different types of cells. A class, B class and C class cells. Political prisoners are put in A class, air conditioned cell. B class cell means ordinary jeb katre, what do you call, the pickpockets. They are put in B class cell. And C class cell is for dangerous criminals, who can hurt even people there. Therefore they are put in a very small place with no windows. They don't even know whether it is day or night. There's a small hole through which food is pushed inside. They eat and they pass stool and urine in the same place for years and years without knowing whether it is day or night outside. Miserable existence. Similarly, the highest form of the 84 lakh species is human being. This is A class cell. Then there is a lower class, animals. Then still lower class, the trees. Worse than that, the insects, the worms. All these are souls. But they are covered over. Just like a hand in a surgeon's gloves, a hand in a wicketkeeper's gloves, and a hand in a boxing gloves, more covered over. What an imagine the life of a tree standing for thousands of years just like that. Standing in the rain, standing in the sun, standing in the cold, standing in the winter, standing in the summer. No feeling, just standing there. The soul is there, but it is covered over. Purusha prakritisthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan. Karanam guna sangasya sadasadyoni janmashu. In the 13th chapter, 22nd verse of Bhagavad Gita. You don't have to write this down. We will be providing you with notes which contains all of this. Whatever I am showing here, if you want to write whatever I am saying, you may write down. But whatever, if you just simply want to take down, don't worry. All this will be provided with the notes that we will be giving you. This is for your reference. You can go back and read the Bhagavad Gita. Make sure what I have said is correct or wrong. And if there is anything, please tell me. Tomorrow I will change. Next, it says, it binds the soul with three modes. Just like anyone in the prison is tied by a chain, shackled by the chain. What is the chain? We are all tied. Did you know that? We are all tied thickly by the chain. There are three kinds of chain. A golden chain, silver chain, and iron chain. Somebody is tied with a thick iron chain. Somebody is tied with a silver chain. Somebody is very proud to be in gold chain. But chain is a chain. It is binding you in this prison house. So in this way, it binds the soul with the three modes of nature. Sattvam, rajah, tamah, iti, gunaha, prakriti sambhava, nibadhanti mahabaho, lehe, dehinamavyayam. This eternal soul is bound by chains, three kinds of chains. Somebody may be proud, I am having a gold chain. Chain to chain, pakad ke bandh ke rakha hai tumhe. Now what does it mean to be bound by a chain? The first, by the way, there are three I told you: Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, and Tamoguna. Sattvaguna means the mode of goodness. Rajoguna means the mode of passion. And Tamoguna means the mode of ignorance. Incidentally, Guna also in Sanskrit means a rope. How do you tie a person with a rope? So Guna also means a rope. And how is a rope made? Generally, like, you know, you plait the hair of a lady. You make three strands and you roll it on like that. Then you make a plait. Similarly, there are three modes: Sattva, Raja and Tama. They combine together, form a rope, and they bind the soul in this material world. So let us say, whether it is Sattva Guna is like golden chain. Rajoguna, Rajat also means silver. And Tamoguna means iron chain. And every one of us are bound by all the three chains. In some, one is maybe very prominent, the other two may be less. But it is, everyone is bound by these modes. I am going to describe each of the modes. And depending upon, if you feel, this is my autobiography, then you should understand which mode you are. You don't have to raise your hand. I am not going to ask you. I am not going to embarrass you. I am just going to tell you, predominantly the mode of goodness, what is that person's nature? Predominantly the mode of passion, what's his nature? Predominantly the mode of ignorance, what's the nature? You yourself will know what is what. Alright. Let's take Sattva Guna. Tatra Sattvam Nirmalatvat Prakashakam Anamayam Sukha Sangena Badnati Jnana Sangena Chanagha. Tatra Sattvam Nirmalatvat. Nirmala. Mala means contamination. And Nirmala means clean. Amongst the three gunas, Sattva Guna is considered the best amongst the three. That's why I said gold chain. Tatra Sattvam Nirmalatvat. It is relatively the best of the three modes. Prakashakam. Prakashakam means it is illuminating. Just like when there is light, you can see things properly. If there is darkness, you mistake something for someone else or something for something else. The person in the mode of goodness can see things as they are. See things in proper perspective. He can see, my God, life is quite miserable in this world. I don't want some things. It's being imposed upon me. I want peace of mind, happiness. Why is it eluding me? Why is it escaping me? Such a person is in the mode of goodness. He can understand. I want to do something about it. Illuminating. The mere fact that you have made this inquiry to understand about higher truths shows there is an element of goodness. Sattva Guna. He wants illumination. Such a person searches for illumination. And he lives a life of illumination. Prakashakam. And Anamayam. Such a person lives relatively a pure life without harming anyone or anything. Wants to live, you know, their philosophy is be good and do good. Mujhe takleef achha nahi lagta, main kisi ko takleef nahi dunga. Main ek saral jeevan jiunga, shuddh jeevan jiunga, sada jeevan jiunga. This is a person in the mode of goodness. Simple, satisfied, happy, relatively. But there is a problem. Why it is called a chain then? If it's such a happy life, why is it called a gold chain? Because you are bound by two things. Such a person who is purer than the others, who can see things in proper perspective, relatively free from very, very gross sinful activity, they live a very pure life. Such a person can be conditioned by a sense of happiness. They feel they are better than the others. They feel they are more knowledgeable than the others. Generally, the very intellectual class of people are affected by this mode. The scientists, the scholars, the professors. They are well situated in society, relatively good salary, no misery, pure life, lot of respect in society, everything is there. क्या तकलीफ है जीवन में? कुछ तकलीफ नहीं, आराम से रहो, ऐसे ही रहो बस. And therefore, they are relatively happy in the prison house. They don't want to get out of the prison house. This is the greatest bondage. Their so-called happiness, without realizing, one day death is going to snatch away everything from me, they are not able to see. One day old age is going to come and snatch away everything from me. They can't see because they are so much absorbed in their so-called happiness, temporary happiness. So this is the only danger. Otherwise, relatively, these people are very clean, very simple, very pure, relatively happy, very intelligent, very knowledgeable. So you can see things in proper perspective, understand the nature of this world also. Then, the second is Rajoguna. Rajo ragatmakam vidhi trishna sanga samudbhavam tannibadhati kaunteya karma sangena dehinam. Gita describes few qualities of Rajoguna. Rajo ragatmakam. Raga atmaka. Raga means tremendous unlimited desires and longings. The more they have, the more they want. They are never satisfied with what they have in life. Because there is a burning passion. Neighbors envy, owners pride. They cannot be happy. Ah, how can I be? They have tremendous longings. So many longings and desires. I have to do this, I have to achieve this, I have to achieve this. And there's no end. Rajo ragatmakam vidhi trishna sanga samudbhavam. Fruitive activity, kya milega? When you ask them to do something, kya milega? Kai bhetnar ho mala? What will I get? Ye karne ko bol rahe, kya milega mere ko? For a paltry benefit, they are ready to bend backwards, travel from one end of the planet to another for a little benefit. But if you ask them to take spiritual step, take spiritual life, progress spiritually, they have no time. Their disease is no time. For the ultimate goal of life, they have no time. This is the sign of Rajoguna. Because they are so much absorbed in improving the material condition of life, their situation in material life. Rajo ragatmakam vidhi trishna sanga samu. Trishna, trishna means thirst. Their thirst is never quenched. Any amount they get, they want more and more and more and more. Never satisfied. Trishna sanga samudbha. Tanni badhnati kaunteya karma sangena dehinam. And therefore, strong kama, they have a strong desire, strong attraction between the man and woman. And to please that, they're ready to go to any extent. For little more money, for little more enjoyment, and for little more prestige in the society. They want to build a big empire. And once they build a big empire, to maintain that, their whole life is squeezed. They don't realize. They don't realize that time is flying away. They are so much absorbed in just the passionate struggle for improving their material situation that they don't realize that the human form of, precious human form of life is going away. And then by the time it is too late, oh, what did I do? First to create and after there is struggle to maintain. And then there is tamoguna. Tamastu agyanajam vidhi mohanam sarvadehinam pramada alasya nidra vistanni vadnati bharata. In one verse, Krishna describes, what is the nature of tamoguna? Tamastu ajnanajam vidhi. It is born of ignorance. They are not inclined towards knowledge at all. They are completely covered. Tamastu ajnanajam vidhi. Mohanam. Mohanam is mohit ho gaye. Mohanam saradeha. They are in their own world. They don't see the reality of this world. They are in their own dream world. I know we used to have one long back one serial, Mungeri Lal ke Haseen Sapne. They are always dreaming. In their own, they are not practical at all. Pramada. Practically they are mad. And in a mad person can't understand, see things properly. Everyone sees that my great grandfather is no more. My grandfather is no more. One day, father will also go away. I will also go. My children will go. Everyone will go away. This world is very temporary. You have a short time. You have to do something. They never think. They live as if they're going to live eternally. Pramada. Madness. They can't see things properly. In fact, their ignorance itself is their whole world. Like animal. If you see an animal, I have seen sometimes in front of the slaughterhouse, the animals are being butchered one after another, and the next goat is eating grass, chewing away. Blissfully oblivious of the fact that he is next in the number. The animals are like that. They don't see. One by one, in a line, the animals are being slaughtered, but the next one is eating grass, thinking, ye mere ko nahi hoga. Pramada, madness. And alasya, laziness. Predominant part of their life is sleeping. Kumbhakarna. Minimum 10 to 12 hours a day. Nahi to phir maja nahi aaya. Alasya. And procrastinating. Baguya. Let us see. Baad mein dekhenge. Dekhenge. Kal karenge. Kya kal kare so aaj kare so ab. No. Aaj kare so kal kar, kal kare so parson. Jaldi kya hai, jab padi hai barson. So, they keep on procrastinating things. Dekha jayega. Budhape mein karna hai maharaj, ye kya Bhagavad Gita suna rahe ho. Ye sab retirement program hai hamara. Aur retirement ke baad time nahi hai. Kyunki hospital mein hi chala jata hai. Ye hospital achha hai, fifth floor mein aayenge to chalega. So, pramada alasya and nidra bhihi. Sleep, not only sleep, gross sleep, but they are sleeping to self-realization. They are asleep. And they are in their own dream world. Nahi, nahi, ye sab mujhe kuch nahi. Ye sab mere liye nahi hai. To phir kiske liye hai ye? As if nothing is good. This is not at all relevant to them. Janma mrityu jaravadi. Hamare nahi. To kiske liye ye? So this is the sad part. Those who are covered by these kind of things. Everything. Basically, as it explains later, the three modes condition the living beings in the material world. Mind you, all the three modes are in all of us. It is not that some are only tied by a gold chain, some are only by silver, some are only... No. All these three modes are in us. Sometimes we see, sometimes we become very lazy, sometimes we act like a mad person, sometimes we become very sleepy and intoxicated. Sometimes we are very passionate, sometimes bole, kya hai sab hai, kya dunya hai. So especially smashan vairagya. When you go and see a dead body, kya hai ye dunya, kya itna jhakad bakad karte hai, arre jana to wahi hai ye baad mein. So sometimes you become knowledgeable, sometimes you are in the mode of goodness, sometimes in the mode of passion, sometimes all the three are always fighting to dominate our life. All the three are always competing with each other to dominate our life. Only a person with knowledge can carefully avoid Rajo and Tamoguna and rise to the Sattva Guna. How? the type of food that we eat. Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita, food in the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. Ayuhu sattva balarogya sukhapiriti vivardhanaha rasya snigdha sthira hridya ahara sattvika priya. Ayuhu, food in the mode of goodness increases your ayu, increases your lifespan. Sattva, it purifies your existence. Bala, it gives you stamina and strength. Arogya, it gives you health. Sukha, it increases your happiness. And Preeti, it is very satisfying to the body. What are these foods? Rasyaha, rasya means juicy, like fruits. Snigdhaha, fatty. Fatty doesn't mean fat got by animal through flesh, but the same fat got through milk in the form of ghee, etc. Rasya, snigdha, sthira, wholesome diet, properly balanced diet. Rasya, snigdha, sthira, hridya, and very pleasing to the body. It is very in harmony with the kind of body, with the type of, in harmony with our nature of the body, what it is meant for. Ahara sattvika priya. Then, what is food in the mode of passion? Katu, amla, lavanatushna, tikshna, ruksha, vidahinaha. Ahara rajasa seshta, dukha, shoka, amaya prada. Katu, extremely bitter, pungent, highly spicy. Katu, amla, atyushna, tikshna, piping hot. Ruksha, dried. Vidahinaha. Daha means burning. It burns when you eat and it burns when you pass. That is food in the mode of passion. Vidahinaha. Ahara rajasa seshta. But that is the type, a person of a rajas desires that kind of, their tongue aspires for that. What is the result? Dukha shoka amaya prada. It causes misery, it causes distress, it causes diseases. Today, even in the Western world, people, more and more people are turning into vegetarianism simply because of good health and good nutrition. We are not against this or that. I am just describing objectively what is what. The choice is ours. Then, tamoguna, what is food liked by people in the mode of ignorance? Yata yamam gatarasam puti paryushitam chayat uchishtam apichamedhyam bhojanam tamasapriyam. Yata yamam. 3 hours after the food is cooked, it becomes in the mode of ignorance. Therefore, ideally, fresh, cooked and then eaten. That's considered the best. Yata yam. Yama means 3 hours. After 3 hours, except prasad, of course, offered to the Lord, even if it sometimes it comes from some place, and it is transcendental, it's beyond the 3 modes. Gata rasam, dried up, stale food. Puti, foul smelling, decomposed. Uchishtam, eaten, remnants kept in the fridge for 3000 years, again eaten. Sorry, I'm just saying that. This whole technology of fridge, according to truly, you know, health purposes, keeping on that and just eating that kind of thing is actually, this is the reason why we see today's people are becoming sickly so easily, while the previous generation are very healthy and happy and strong, lot of stamina there. Puti uchishtam apicha amedhyam, food that is not to be ingested by the human beings. Bhojanam tamasapriyam, everything. The type in the day, early morning is very conducive to the mode of goodness. Early morning is extremely valuable if you want to develop the mode of goodness. As soon as sun rises to sunset, passion starts. Right? And when the sun sets, the mode of ignorance starts. You go to bar and restaurant, early morning no one goes there. Subah 6 baje jana hai wahan. This starts only after sunset. Dim light. Then phir maza aata hai. And passion, if you go to Nariman Point, early morning no one is there, after sunset no one is there. Action starts at 10 to 6. That is Rajoguna. And Sattva, is early in the morning, Brahma Muhurta. So the time of the day, the type of food, the kind of environment that you live, environment has profound influence on the modes that you have or you want to develop. And the type of association we keep. Jaisa sang, waisa rang. If we continuously associate with a particular nature or particular people in the particular mode, naturally you become like that. If you want to remember these three modes, there are three famous brothers you can remember. Vibhishan, Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Remember these three brothers and you know these three modes. Vibhishan could see things as they are. He could recognize things as they are. He would guide his brother, elder brother Ravan, with great reverence and love and affection. My dear brother, why are you... You have the best of everything in the world. You have the Miss Universes from all over in your palace. Why you are going behind this one more lady? Be happy. The best of Rishikanya, the best of Devakanya, the best of Rajakanya you have captured from all over the universe and kept in your harem. Be satisfied. What is the need? Neighbor's envy, owner's pride. And then Kumbhakarna. Fast food and then go to bed. Throughout the year. And as soon as you get up, whatever is moving around, everything you eat, then go back to sleep. So basically, these are the three modes. And by cultivating the mode of goodness, it becomes very conducive for transcending the three modes. Eventually we have to transcend all the three. So who is a conditioned soul? The soul is pure. But conditioned soul means the soul being conditioned acts according to the mode of nature it comes in contact with. That's like us. Imagine, the soul can be compared to the pure air. If the air passes through a rose garden, the air becomes fragrant. If the air passes through a dirty gutter of filthy water, then you close your nose. Chi-chi-chi-chi, gandabas. Nee, the air is pure. But if the air comes in contact with flows above a rose garden, it carries a very fragrant air. It goes through a very filthy place, it becomes filthy air. The air is always pure. Similarly, the soul is always pure. But the kind of mode that it comes in contact with, that kind of mentality, that kind of thoughts, that kind of attitude, that kind of perspective to life, we develop. Then, we seek happiness on the material platform according to the mode of we are conditioned by. If you remember, I had told you, when we were discussing about the adhibhautika klesha, sometimes we discuss, if you remember, I said, I am happy, but there is one but in my life. If only this person goes away from my life, everything will be smooth. Why does it happen that there is always some people that you can never get along with? You know why? The answer is this. If we are in the mode of goodness, the kind of happiness you seek is different from a person in the mode of passion. Sometimes, you know, you are sitting there, very beautiful nature, you are traveling by little, you know, train and through field. You know, some countryside, and the fellow next to you is smoking and putting the smoke right on your face. And you are miserable. He's enjoying. But you are miserable. Therefore, they have non-smoking areas. Why? He's happy, but you are miserable because in the mode of goodness, the kind of happiness you seek is different. In the mode of passion, the kind of happiness you seek is different. In the mode of ignorance, the kind of happiness you seek is different. And therefore, sometimes, if different modes of people come together, there is mismatch. It's bound to happen because you will find all the three types in this world always. Though predominantly one mode may be there in some person. We are forced to helplessly act according to the impulses born of modes of nature. Once you are in the mode, You will act in a particular way. That's why in one particular situation, three people will respond differently. Have you seen that? If there is a fight in the train between two people, different people react differently. One fellow, oblivious, arms is reading newspaper, absolutely unconcerned. One person in the mode of passion gets up, hey, harja, and he takes over and, you know, catches that fellow and pushes him. Another fellow, pare chhod do, kya re chhod yaar, chal rahe tu jhagad rahe abhi utarna hai, wo seat ke liye kyun jhagad rahe, aa gaya tera station, do station khade ho ja. Somebody can see it, are chhota chhota kyun jhagadte ho, do station ke liye kyun jhagad rahe ho. So somebody is telling in a different, reacting in a different way, responding in a different way. Somebody is telling, hey, dono ko nahi, main baithunga udhar. The third fellow is totally oblivious, as if nothing is happening. Some romance is going on, as if he is just completely. So people respond differently to different situations depending upon the type of mode that they are in. Impure desire born of the three modes pervert our pure spiritual nature. Actually, the soul, just like an iron piece is naturally attracted to the magnet, the soul is naturally attracted to God. To get attracted to God is so natural. But when the same piece of iron is rusted, agar jang pad gaya hai lohe ke upar, to chumbak se nahi khicha jata ho. Similarly, avratam jnanametena jnanino nitya vairina kama rupena kaunteya. काम क्रोध लोभ मोह मद मात्सर्य का अगर आवरण लग गया तो फिर भगवान के प्रति आसक्ति नहीं, भौतिक संसार के प्रति आसक्ति होती है. क्यों? रजो और तमोगुण की आवरण हो गया है. देयर इज ए कवरिंग एंड देयर फोर जस्ट एज ए रस्टेड आयन इज नॉट अट्रैक्टेड टू ए मैग्नेट, अ सोल दैट इज कवर्ड बाय द मोड ऑफ पैशन एंड इग्नोरेंस is not interested in hearing about God, is not interested in moving towards the Lord. He said, this is a waste of time, this is how time pass. Thus, the soul is forced to take birth again and again in the material world. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathare shayanam. In this way, he comes into the samsara chakra, bhava sagar. This world is called Bhava Sagar. Sagar is an ocean, and Bhava means cycle, birth, old age, disease and death. So this is in brief about Prakriti. What is the nature of this world? The fourth factor that Bhagavad Gita discusses in a little more detail is Kala. Kal or time. Time is the Supreme Lord's energy. Kalosmi loka kshayakrut pravruddho. In the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna showed his universal form, he showed Arjun, 18 days from hence, you will see that all these people will be killed. Time will devour them. This was the original match fixing. You think match fixing is new? No, it is very old. Even before the battle of Kurukshetra began, Krishna declared the result. Sanjay also declared, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirmatirmama. In 18 days from now, except you five brothers, nobody will survive here. Everybody will be crushed to death. Because main kal hoon. If you remember old Mahabharat, main kal hoon. Kal ki gati se koi bach nahi sakta. Like a bulldozer. Everything is being crushed. It's the Lord's. Forget about trying to imitate the Lord. One insignificant energy of the Lord, time, cannot be overcome by any of us. What to speak of? Where are all the Hitlers? Where are all the Napoleons? Where are all the Greek Empire, the Roman Empire, the Mughal Empire? They came and they went. Time devours them all. We are all riding the wave of time. Eventually we just kind of fall insignificant. Time is the ultimate destroyer of everything. Time devours. I remember one time, you know this National Geographic magazine? Very beautiful photographs. Amazing photographs. One time in the National Geographic, I saw a photograph. Very interesting. A huge snake. There is a frog, big frog, practically like 1 kilo frog, big one. And the snake is coming from behind and catches the backside of the frog and is devouring the frog. Actually, this frog is being devoured. Half of the frog is already in the snake's mouth. And then the next picture showed, in front of the frog, there is an insect that is moving. And the frog throws its tongue and tries to catch and eat it. Very interesting. When I saw that picture, suddenly I said, "Hum sabki sthiti aisi hai." Time is sometimes compared to a snake. Kala sarp. Kala sarp. With every rising and setting of the sun, Kala is devoured one day from our lifespan. Intelligent man can understand, oh my God, death is coming closer. I need to work on something. I need to do something about it. The house is on fire. I need to work on it. But a frog-like mentality is half of the already gone, little left. Arre usme bhi kuch aaya, khalo isko, kha pi ke mauj. Eat, drink and be merry. How foolish. If the house was in the fire and somebody says, run, said, nahi. Thoda garmi lag raha hai, achha lag raha hai, thandi ho raha tha. That is the situation. Time is the ultimate destroyer of everything. One should become conscious of the time factor. The time is the cause of all transformation in Prakriti. Time is transforming everything. Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. Sat, Treta, Dwapar, Kali. Kala Chakra. If you see, the cycle of the universe. That's why they show Kala Chakra. Whenever they want to show time, why do they show a wheel? The Vedic time is cyclic, while the Western timeline is more linear. Why it is cyclic? Time simply repeats. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Jan to December. Jan to December. Birth, old age, disease, death. Birth, old age, disease, death. Satyug, Treta, Dwapar and Kali. Sat, Treta, Dwapar. Everything is cyclic. Just going round and round. That is why to get out of this cycle of birth and death, only in the human form of life a person can find a remedy. And if we don't utilize the human form of life to get out of this cycle of birth and death, we have wasted the precious human form of life. And the fact is, with every rising and the setting of the sun, we are one day closer to death. An intelligent man, a man in the mode of goodness, can see this. Hey, time is going away. I need to work on it. I need to prioritize my life. Kiske piche main bhaag raha hu? Kya mujhe wo sukh de sakta hai? Kya mujhe wo shanti isse mil jayegi? क्या मुझे आनंद मिलने वाला है? नहीं, जिन लोगों ने इसे प्राप्त किया वो सुखी नहीं है, शांति नहीं है, आनंदित नहीं है. आई बेटर थिंक ट्वाइस बिफोर आई यूटिलाइज माई प्रेशियस टाइम बिकॉज नाउ माई एनर्जी इज ड्विंडलिंग. आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू वेस्ट इट. दैट इज इंटेलिजेंस, दैट इज ह्यूमन फॉर्म, दैट इज द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस. सिक्स ट्रांसफॉर्मेशंस, बर्थ, ग्रोथ, प्रोड्यूसिंग ऑफ स्प्रिंग्स, ड्विंडलिंग एंड डाइंग. A self-realized soul transcends time. How? You can easily transcend time. Any of you here can easily transcend. Time cannot touch you. How? The day you realize, I am not the body, I am the soul. I am eternal soul. Then you know, Time is only affecting the body. The body is growing old. The body is getting diseased. The body will die, not the soul. Therefore, a self-realized soul is fearless about the time factor. Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grihnati naroparani. For a self-realized soul, it's just like you go home after a day's hard work, remove your old clothes and put on a new cloth, isn't it? When the old cloth get worn out, you remove it and put on a new cloth. Do you feel cry over the old cloth? Are phat gaya, use phekna pad raha hai. You are happy to change into a new cloth. Similarly, a self-realized soul, when he gives up old body to take up a new body, he's not fearful. He is fearless. Just like Socrates. When he was given poison, he said, "You have to catch me before you kill me." You can't catch me. What to speak of killing me? He was self-realized. At least he was soul-realized. Somebody may ask, Swamiji, aap to badi badi baatein kar rahe, aap bhi to boodhe ho rahe ho. Aapko bhi kabhi kabhi bimari hoti hai, aisa suna hai maine. Beech beech mein to khaaste rehte ho. Aur ek din kya aap nahi maroge? Bolo Maharaj. So what is the difference? A person who is not surrendered, not self-realized, completely on the bodily concept of life, he also grows old, gets diseased, and die. And a self-realized person also grows old, gets diseased, and die. Ki farak penda hai Maharaj? One time when Sardar ji asked me, ki farak penda hai Maharaj? Bahut farak penda hai. What is the difference? The difference is this. The example is given. There is a mouse, a rat. A cat takes the rat also in the mouth, and the cat also carries its little kitten in the mouth. If you have seen, the cat, she cat, carries a little her kittens in the mouth like this from one place to another. So, the cat carries the rat also in the mouth, and the kitten, its kitten also in the same mouth. But for the kitten, her mother's mouth is the most safest, comfortable, and most happy situation when the kitten is in the mouth of the cat. But for the rat early morning to see the cat's mouth, it is death personified. The mouth of the cat is the same. For a kitten, it is the most comfortable place. And for the mouse, it is the most feared and horrible place to be in, because it represents death. Similarly, for a person who has not self-realized, who thinks I am the body, death is the most painful thing. Why? Because all that I have strived for to possess in this life, and I have become so much attached to, all my relations, all my connections, all that I value, in one instant, everything will be taken away. And therefore, death is the most painful thing for anyone who is not self-realized. But for a person who is self-realized and has understood, I lived a full life and everyone eventually has to go. To him, death means opening the door to an eternal life in the kingdom of God. He is very happy. It's like a door opening to the embrace of the Lord. Same mouth, same death. For a person who is not self-realized is the most feared thing. Whereas for the self-realized soul, death means actually the embrace of the Lord. My dear child, you have done enough. Today, come back. Just like Tukaram Maharaj said, Ami tu jato amcha gava, amcha ram ram ghyava. When he actually went back, he said, Bhai, amara ram ram lelu bhai. Tu log yahi raho, main ja raha hu. So this is the difference. He can easily transcend time. For him, time is an opportunity to do some wonderful devotion. He uses every moment of life to to perform some wonderful service to the Lord and to the society at large. And he's happy. He's not fearful. But for a person who has not understood that I am the eternal soul, it's the most fearful thing. Time is conspicuous by its absence in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no influence of time, because time cannot affect the soul. The soul is eternal. Soul cannot be touched by time factor. In the spiritual world, there is time. But time only facilitates wonderful reciprocation with the Lord. Time is not fearful as it is here in this world, because here time means death facing in the directly facing our face, coming in the face. And finally, the fifth quality, and that is karma. What is the definition of karma? Karma karo kehte hai na, karma karo. What is karma? Activities performed by the living entity, conditioned by the three modes under the control and purview of time. I'll make it very simple for you. What karma is? Activities performed by the living entity. I'm a living entity, I'm the soul, I'm sitting in this body, right? Here is a living entity. I am doing some activity. What am I doing? Speaking for the last 1.5-2 hours. I am speaking. So, living entity conditioned by the three modes, mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, under the control and purview of time. So, in time, the soul within the body is performing some activity. And the activity performed by a soul in a particular body made of the three modes of nature under the time factor, that activity is called as karma. Very simple. Now, there are laws of karma. If you understand the law of karma, then you are very safe. What is the law of karma? It is very, very complicated, very, very intricate. But the most simplest definition of the law of karma is, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Simple. As you sow, so shall you reap. Jaise beej boge, waisa phal chakhoge. It's as simple as that. In the simplest way, this is the law of karma. We are accountable for everything we think, everything we speak, and everything we do. Don't think I can do anything and get away with it. Sorry, sir. Everything you are thinking, everything you are feeling, everything you are speaking, and everything you are doing, we are affecting the environment. The environment will affect us. We are influencing the environment. The environment will influence us again. It invariably will. Stringent law. It's a very stringent law. You can break the laws of this world. You know, there are people who have done all nonsense and escaped from the country, and they think that they have escaped the... No. It is said, the mills of God grind slowly but exceedingly fine. Bhagawan ki chakki pisti hai, ekdam, kya bolte hai? Sukshma, ekdam sukshma. Nothing, no grain can escape. The mills of God grind slowly but exceedingly fine. You can't escape. You can't do something and think that no, nothing is good because I did it in the dark. Darwaja band karke kiya, raat ko kiya, ekant mein kiya. Sorry, sir, you may have escaped the laws of this country, laws of the state, laws of this world, but you can't escape the laws of God. It is very stringent. As we were discussing the other day, a black ant on a black rock in a dark night. No one sees, But God sees and takes a note. The Lord in the heart is a witness. Upadrishta. He's watching everything. He's taking a note of everything. And everything has to be, is going to come back. Invariably. Therefore, we must be aware of the consequences of the activities we perform. Whatever activities we perform, we must know that there is a consequence. And therefore, we should be a little bit thoughtful before doing something. Alright, I will briefly touch upon the preliminary knowledge of the law of karma. Because it is very, very intricate. Gahana karmano gatihi. The Gita says, Gahana karmano. It's very intricate. Imagine to learn the law of this land, LLB karna hai, to kitna saal lagta hai? 3 saal? 5 saal? 3 years? Uske baad internship karna padta hai koi law ke niche. CA jaisa. What to speak of understanding the laws of God, it's extremely intricate. I'll just give you a brief understanding. First, very important question. Agar sab likha hai, to kya karna hai Maharaj? Jo likha hai, wahi to aane wala hai. Right? Sometimes people say, if everything is destined, where is the freedom for us? Kya ye karma marm? जो भाग्य में है वही मिलने वाला है. भाग्य से ज्यादा और समय से पहले कुछ मिलता नहीं है. हाउ डू वी अंडरस्टैंड? सम पीपल से जो मेरे भाग्य में है वो मुझे मिलेगा. समटाइम्स इट लुक्स वेरी पेसिमिस्टिक. अरे कुछ करो यार, अरे भाग्य भाग्य करके बैठा हुआ है. एंड देयर आर सम पीपल से तुम्ही चाहो तुमचा जीवनाचा शिल्पकार. यू आर द मेकर ऑफ योर डेस्टिनी. गेट अप, वर्क. There's nothing that you cannot achieve by working. Powerful. Sometimes it looks a little bit egoistic also. So one philosophy is Daivavad. It's called Daivavad. In Veda, Vedic language, it's called Daivavad. Jo wo hona hai, wahi hoga. And Karmavad means you can change the situation. You have the freedom. You have a choice. If you utilize it properly, you can transform. And the third is, samay yogya samay aana chahiye. Abhi samay nahi aaya hai. Aayye, humare Gita course mein aayye, journey of self-discovery. Nahi, humare journey mein wo time nahi aaya abhi. Achha? Kyun? Main de raha hu na invitation. Nahi, nahi. Aayega samay. Aur jab mrityu muh jhaakega, us samay samay aayega. So some people say, जब समय पक जाएगा, पक तब मैं आऊंगा. Some people say कर्म, some people say दैव. How do we understand? Which is true? Which is wrong? Which is false? Actually, all are true, but all are incomplete in and of itself. I will give you one example. Suppose there is a farmer. He has a field. 2 acre field, and he wants to grow some crops to use that field. He knows June 6th, around first week of June, it is time for rainy season to start. And therefore, just end of May, he starts tilling the land and sowing the seed. And in the first week of June, it rains. And after it rains, depending on what kind of seed he has put, crops give the yield depending upon if maybe after 7 months, maybe whatever, what kind of seed is put. Putting the seed is called the freedom of choice, the endeavor. Rain is not in your hand. Rain is daiva. And in spite of the fact that you have put the seed and it has rained, depending on the kind of seed, according to the time factor, it will give the result. Suppose it rains, but if you have not sown the seed, you will not get the fruit. Suppose you have sown the seed, but if there is no rain, you still won't get the fruit. If you have sown the seed and it rains, still, depending on if you have put rai ka dana, it will come after 3 months. If you have put gehu ka dana, it will come after 7 months. If you have put a nariyal ka ped, it will come after kitna? 7 saal, 20 saal? Huh? 7 saal. Oh, we have an expert agriculturist here. So, you can't expect by putting a nariyal to come tomorrow that it should start yielding tomorrow. Similarly, the kind of activity you do, you have a choice. The choice is never taken away. You have a choice to come here and stay here, sit here, or you don't come here. That's your choice. But once you come here and here, there's a different consequence. If you don't, there's a different consequence. And you are responsible for that. You have created that consequence. You used or misused according to you. You have 100 rupees and there is a bottle of milk and there is a bottle of liquor available in the shop. You have a choice to pick up the bottle of milk or the bottle of liquor. You still have a choice. You can't say, nahin, mere bhagya mein yahi likha hua hai. Aha, kuch nahin. Saamne dusra doodh bhi pada hua hai. But yes, once you put it to your mouth and drink it, then daiv ke upar hai. Phir chhod do, uska parinam tumhare haath mein nahin hai. So choice is never taken away. If choice is taken away, what is the use of giving the scriptures to the human being? And depending on the type of work, you will get a result in due course of time. Everything works naturally in nature. So basically there are two types of karma. One is basically scriptures, just like any manual, contains do's and don'ts, prescriptions and prohibitions, vidhi or nished. Shastro mein do vakya hote hain, vidhi jo karne yogya cheez hai aur nished jo karna nahi hai. Vidhi and nished. Similarly, scriptures have two: punya karma and papa karma, pious activity and impious or sinful activity. Pious activity means those activities that are recommended in the scriptures. This is to be done at this time, at this place, at this particular situation. And this should never be done. This is not favorable for you. And pious activity is favorable for you for your progress. But pious and impious activity is very relative. It is sapeksha satya hai. I'll give you one or two examples. Please tell me, if somebody breaks the window of somebody's house and enters the house, is it a pious activity or a sinful activity? How many say sinful? Please raise your hand. How many say pious activity? But if the house is on fire and a child is helplessly crying and nobody at home, and that somebody breaks the window and comes inside, you will give him 1,000 rupees and embrace him and say, dhanyavad, mere ghar mein tune kaanch tod ke andar gaya. It is not the activity. It is why a person is doing that activity. With what intention? If he is entering in the middle of the night when everyone is sleeping, then that is not a very highly recommended activity. But if a person is in suffering, somebody is helpless, and somebody breaks the window and comes, even breaks your door, you say, thank you so much. If a man has union with his wife in a very restricted way for the procreation of children, he is considered extremely pious person. But if a renounced sannyasi has union with even one woman in his whole life, he is considered very impious. Why? Because of his situation in life. The act of uniting with a woman is neither good nor bad. Who does it? With whom? Under what circumstances? In what condition? Therefore, pious and impious is a very relative term. Therefore, we need guidance of scriptures, guidance of saintly personalities, and guidance of guru to understand in my station of life, what is the recommended activity? What is the prohibited activity? Let's take one example. Okay. So, there are four pillars of pious life. Pious life, just like this building, is standing on four load-bearing pillars. Similarly, pious life stands on four pillars. Satyam, Shaucham, Tapah, Daya. Mercy, truthfulness, cleanliness, and austerity. Mercy is lost when, just for your satisfaction, your survival, you cause harm to other living entities. Then you are merciless. I want what I want when I want. And to get that, if I give harm to other living entity, that is considered very selfish, very self-centered, very self-absorbed kind of activity. Hard-hearted activity. Truthfulness. Truthfulness is lost when a person gambles his life. I give 1 rupee and I want 1 lakh in return. Therefore I... What is this lottery? Basically, I give 1 rupee and I want 1 lakh. Bina parishram kiye, I want 1 lakh. That is called gambling. It makes the mind whimsical. I will do this much, but I want this much in return. Cleanliness is lost when cleanliness of the body by bathing and cleanliness of the mind by mantra, by a pure lifestyle, we maintain cleanliness. And there are so many rules and regulations for cleanliness. Cleanliness of the mind, cleanliness of the intelligence, cleanliness of the body, cleanliness of the word. Right? Then, austerity. Tapasya. Austerity is lost when we take too much of intoxication. Why? Because already we are intoxicated by the fact that I think I am the body. An intoxicated man doesn't know who he is. So we are already, big ego we have. We think we are the body. We are not the body, we are the soul. We are insignificant, tiny soul. So we are already intoxicated. In addition, if we take intoxication. Therefore it is said, these kind of activities which causes violence to other living entities, any kinds of intoxication which is very addictive, then gambling and mercy, truthfulness, cleanliness, relation outside the sacred relationship of marriage. These are illicit relationships. This makes the heart impure. Because when you take that kind of a relationship, you have to take responsibility in a relationship. Otherwise it is an irresponsible relationship. And therefore mind becomes impure. And an impure life, you can't properly progress. And opposite of these four, mercy, truthfulness, cleanliness and austerity, is meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. Therefore these are considered not favorable to someone who is aspiring for progress in spiritual life. Now, somebody may say, but does the scripture not recommend? Actually, forget about other religion. Even in the Vedic scriptures, meat eating is allowed. Gambling is allowed. Drinking of wine is allowed. It is, all of these are allowed. Then you may say, abhi aapne bola mat karo, abhi bola ye sab allowed hai. और ये आप शास्त्र में ही है, ऐसे कैसे? कंसेशन गिवन डज नॉट मीन ए फ्री लाइसेंस टू एंगेज इन सिनफुल एक्टिविटीज. समटाइम्स इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स कंसेशन इज गिवन, बट द पर्पज ऑफ दैट कंसेशन इज, ए देखो आई नो यू आर फाइंडिंग इट वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू कंट्रोल योर सेल्फ, देयरफॉर थोड़ा छूट देता हूं मैं, इतना कर सकते हो, बट अंडर दीज सर्कमस्टेंसेस, अगर इस सर्कमस्टेंस में करोगे तो इट इज अलाउड, बट दैट डजंट मीन ए फ्री लाइफ. जस्ट लाइक द गवर्नमेंट मे नॉट वॉन्ट एवरी वन टू ड्रिंक एल्कोहल, बट देर विल ऑलवेज बी पीपल, इफ दे डोंट ओपन शॉप्स, यू नो परमिट रूम्स, देन यू मे हैव यू नो इलिसिटली डिस्टिल्ड लिकर इन योर बैकयार्ड, and that may cause problem, and therefore okay, permit room is allowed, but it should open from this time to this time, it should not open on Gandhi Jayanti day. People take October 1st, they keep extra stock to celebrate on the 2nd of October. Anyway, the fact is, the whole idea is, we actually discourage you from doing it, but we know anyway some people will do it, therefore some concession is given. But concession shouldn't be jumped upon to engage in freely in that kind of an activity. Therefore, in a society, a red light area is there. Even in Vedic society, this kind of prostitution was allowed. But it was looked down upon. Anyone who visits that is considered a very degraded person. He was not glorified in society. And that person would do little hidingly. Today it is a fashionable. But actually, these kind of things are looked down upon, discouraged in a society. The idea was, okay, if you can't control, but don't claim a right to it. Understand, okay, you are restricted, no problem. Very interesting. The law of karma only applies to the human species. Why? Because the other animals function instinctively. Only a human being has a choice. In a biology book I used to read, these animals are herbivorous animals, and these animals are carnivorous animals. And you know where human being is? In the middle, omnivorous. Which means he can go this way, he can go this way. He has a choice. When there is choice, there is responsibility. And when there is responsibility, you need knowledge of the consequence to make the right choice. Therefore, scriptures are meant for human beings. Scriptures are not meant for cats and dogs. And law of karma only applies to human beings. Like somebody was discussing the other day. In human being, you have a choice. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha. Madhya tishtanti rajasa, jaganya guna vrittistha, ajogachanti tamasa. Human life is a junction. If you act piously, if you act in the mode of goodness, you go higher in the higher realm of existence. You get a human birth, you get a higher birth. If you're in the mode of passion, you may remain where you are. If you act in the mode of ignorance, you may go to the lower species. You may go to the lower species. It is a fact. And therefore, choice is there. Now coming to the $1 million question. Why do bad things happen to good people? This is what. There are two types of reactions to our activities. If you do something, you get instant reaction. And there are some activities for which you get delayed reaction. Just like, you know, you have instant coffee. You put the coin and press the button. Instant coffee, instant mix, instant idli, instant vada, 2 minute Maggi noodle. Instant means you do it and you can enjoy or suffer the result instantly. For example, you go on the street and for no reason, the first person you come across, slap him on the cheek. You don't expect a Nostradamus to expect what will going to happen. What happens? Just stand outside this gate. First person you come across, slap him under the cheek. Full hard slap, tight one. What do you think he will do? Instant reaction. Action and reaction are instant and opposite. This is called as instant reaction. For some action, there is a delayed reaction. You go to Chowpati and take extra bhelpuri and pani puri. Saturday night, had good fun. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, rumbling sound in the belly. Then you have to run to your washroom. Not once, 4 times in 1 hour. And then you wonder, aisa kaisa? Oh ho ho, 8 ghante pehle beej boya tha, abhi uska parinam. This is called little delayed reaction. For some reaction, you may have to wait till the next life. For some reaction, you may have to wait till the next life. One time one fellow asked me, Maharaj, ye gadbadi hai. Jo bhi reaction hai, thappad maar do na, Bhagwan ko maar dena chahiye. Agle janam mein kuch bola nahi sidha ke thappad maar rahe. Ye gadbadi baat hai, aisa nahi karna. Jo bhi ye samne bolo, thappad maar do, phad phad phad, khatam kar do. Na rahega baans, na bajegi baansuri, khatam. Agle janam, maine kaha, I just told him, hey, wait. This is not logical. I'll give you one example. Suppose a man goes to the neighbor and shoots him down, murders him. What will the government declare? What is the result of that? Lifelong imprisonment or hang him to death. Simple. Another fellow goes and kills 8 people. What will the government do? Hang him 8 times? Give him 8 life imprisonment? That means either the government is unjust. Ek khun, usko bhi life imprisonment. 8 khun, usko bhi life imprisonment. Government is unjust. Or this fellow has become smart. Isne ek hi bichara kiya, usko bhi life imprisonment. Ye 8 khun kiya, phir bhi isko bhi life imprisonment. That means he has cheated the government. But the laws of God are not like that. The laws of God grind slowly but exceedingly fine. Oh, you have murdered 8 people? Don't you worry. No hurry. Account is taken care of. 8 times you will have to go through this whole thing. Maine ullu banaya. Abhi mar gaya. Abhi kya karo? Nahi, chinta mat karo. Account hai humare paas. 8 janam tak ye piche piche chodenge nahi tumko. Uska parinam milega. And then you must say, aur is janam mein maine kuch bhi nahi kiya. To kya? Piche jo kiya tha uska kya? Because we see life to be only from the womb to the tomb, therefore there is injustice. Because you don't see the big picture. But when you see the big picture, everything makes sense. I will give you one practical example. One time I went to one Rathyatra in Gujarat state. Surat, I think, Surat. So, beautiful Rathyatra and Jagannath Rathyatra, and it was a big festival, and the deities of the Lord were being transformed one place. Hundreds and hundreds of people walking on the street, and everyone, and as there's the lordships, everyone was raising their hand. Jai ho, jai ho, jai ho, and everyone was raising their hand. And I was walking, there was an old lady walking in front of me, and I was walking behind her. And I saw a man with a thick shawl. It was a little cool evening, but not so cold. He was having a big shawl, thick shawl. And he was, even though the crowd was not so packed, he was walking, practically touching that old lady, so close, a little uncomfortably close. But she was so absorbed in watching the deity, she didn't realize. And I was kind of watching. And he went so close to her, and practically his shawl was practically covering. And then I noticed from the side, as she was standing there, he opened her purse and put his hand inside. I wanted to catch him. I said, "Nahi, abhi nahi." and he waited. He picked up some money, expertly put it inside, and as he was about to walk, I just caught hold of him. And somehow my college days mode of passion overcame me. And I just put one little slap, hard slap. As I was slapping, that old lady turned and she looked at me and she totally disapproved of my act. She said, Prabhuji, ye aapko shobha nahi deta. मैंने कहा माताजी माफ करो, ठीक है आप अपना पर्स देखो अभी. Then she looked in the purse. है क्या हुआ, अभी इसकी जेब में देखो. And then she found out all. Suddenly she looked at me and said, और चार लगाओ इसको, और चार लगाओ. With this incident I was thinking, the first instant when she saw, she thought it was unjust, especially a sadhu slapping somebody. Not appropriate. It's a fact. It's right. True. I shouldn't have done it. I realized that also. I should have handed it over to someone who does the job well. The police man. But at the instant I just kind of overcame. But when she realized what he had done, she said, he deserves it. Much more than what he's thinking. So the point is, when we see life only from the womb to the tomb, it is a very short journey. We don't know what are all the activities we have done. We don't know what activities, good or bad. Otherwise, why somebody is born in the Jhupadpatti and why somebody is born with a silver spoon in some very, very rich aristocratic life with a handsome body? Four things are result of pious activity. Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sribhir. Birth in an aristocratic family, high family. Very, very rich, wealthy family, highly learned, intellectual, intelligent, big IQ, and physical beauty. One must understand he has some very, very good pious credits because of which he has got such a facility. If you can pay big amount, you get a big flat, 4 BHK. If you pay a small amount, you get a small house. Similarly, karma is like an account. If you pay big, you get a good facility. You pay poor, then you get a meager facility. It's as simple as that. And why delayed? Delayed because in one life, if you have done some activities which you cannot enjoy or suffer in one life, it follows you. You will get, for good you will get the good, and for bad you will get the bad. That cannot escape. There is an individual and collective reaction. Sometimes a whole family suffers. Sometimes a whole community suffers. Sometimes a whole state suffers. Sometimes a whole country suffers. Sometimes the whole humanity suffers. Why? Because a lot of people doing a particular similar activity, nature is very optimal. All the people with a similar kind of reaction are put in one place and the karma machine is on. So sometimes we see a whole lot of people suffering a particular kind of reaction. That's called delay. Just like sometimes you see somebody, you know, the airplane is there or the train is there and the train or the plane crashes. And we find one fellow is supposed to get into the, flight. And he missed because his taxi got delayed and he cursed the taxi fellow. And later he reads, Arey, crash ho gaya, achha ho gaya, taxi phasa. And another fellow desperately wants to go somewhere. Somebody cancels and he gets inside. And he's gone. So all people having a particular kind of a karma are put in a particular place and optimally it's dealt with. The laws of nature deals with that. Ignorance of the law is no excuse to escape reaction. Okay, somebody may say, Swamiji, thank you so much for enlightening us this afternoon about all this. But till now I did not know. Abhi tak jo jo maine kiya, Bhagwan maaf karna chahiye hai ki nahi? Kyunki main masoom tha. Main bhi aise sochta tha. Par aisa nahi hai. It doesn't matter whether you know or not. Having got the human form of life, it is your responsibility to know. It is the responsibility of the parents, of the teachers, to actually train us into the ultimate goal, purpose of human life. If you are not trained, we are not responsible. The responsibility falls on us. I always give this example. How I learnt it the hard way. कभी कभी ना उसके गुजरने के बाद ही सीखने अनुभव होता है. The first time I came to Mumbai, many years ago, I came from Bangalore, got down at Dadar, Bandra, Bombay Central, I wanted to go to Bandra. And I came to the local station and I purchased a ticket and I stood there. And the train came and the train was packed. I thought there is some emergency somewhere. I had never seen such a packed train. People hanging from the door. I said, kuch to emergency hoga, kahin aag lag gaya hoga. Isliye itne log ja rahe hain. Then second train came. Everyone was hanging. Third train. Then I said, Bombay 24 ghanta emergency rehta hai. But I noticed that one particular compartment was relatively always free. I thought I was a smart person from Bangalore and I made some discovery. And I took my suitcase and stood there. And sure enough, the next train also relatively it was empty, that compartment. And I looked at the others. Pagal ho gaye, itna khali hai, kitna hoshiyar room hai. And I went inside. And as soon as I went inside, fortunately or unfortunately, somebody tapped on my shoulder, said, ticket. And I very graciously pulled out the ticket. I said, I'm a very law-abiding citizen. I don't carry ticketless, I mean travel ticketless. And he looked at me and he charged me a heavy fine. I said, kyun bhai? Bole, ye first class hai, dekhte nahi. Ye first class, ye kya hota hai? Because I travel by bus in Bombay, I mean in Bangalore. Wahan first class kuch nahi. Train hai, sabke liye ghuso. That fellow said, udhar dekhte nahi, cushion dekho, seat dekho. Bola, abhi dekh raha hu main, aap bata rahe ho to dekh raha hu. He said, nahin. Then he pushed my head out and he said, ye dekho, ye cross mark dekh rahe udhar. Bola, ah. Since then, I am becoming stripe conscious. I said, now I see. He said, yeah. Now you pay the fine so that you don't make the same mistake again. And then he told me a very interesting thing. You think all the Mumbaiites are fools and you are a very smart fellow that you made some special discovery jo pure Bombay walon ko dimag mein nahi aaya. This is for your over smartness. And since then, I am very much stripe conscious. Wherever I see stripes, I go behind. So the fact is, he told me, having come to Bombay, it is your responsibility to know what are the rules here. If you don't know, you learn the hard way. Similarly, having received the human form of life, it is our responsibility to know what to do, what not to do through the manual called the scriptures. If you don't follow the manual, how to use this product, the human body, a machine, and the whole world is also another kind of machine. How to use this? What not to do so that you won't suffer? What to do so that you are smooth and your journey is comfortable? And the consequences, the result, the destination, the end product, destination is also favorable and happy. That's the purpose of the scriptures. So ignorance of the law is no excuse to escape reaction. So then you may say, all right, thank you very much. Today I will go home. I will take a big register. I will write down all the pious activities I have performed. I have write down all the sinful activities I have performed. Ye char. Cancel. Account close. Debit, credit. Dono cancel ho gaya. Theek hai na? Sorry, sir. The laws of karma don't work like that. For every good activity that you have performed, the pious activity, you will enjoy good results. And for every impious or sinful activity that we have performed, we have to suffer the reaction. For your good activity, you may be born in the house of a millionaire person. And for your bad activity, you may be born with such a disease that you can't enjoy what you have. So you get the result of your good reaction. I mean, good activities as a good reaction, and for bad activities, a bad reaction also. They can't cross each other. Of course, there is one thing called as prayaschitta. If you do some kind of prayaschitta, activities are there by which some of the bad reactions, bad activities can be counteracted. But in one lifetime, we can't counteract billions of lifetimes of sinful actions we have performed. Then you say, next point. So from now onwards, I will continue to do only pious activity and carefully avoid sinful activity. That is okay. But we must understand, pious activity or sinful activity, both are binding. Both are binding. Say what? Abhi aapne bola sinful mat karo, pious karo. Abhi bolte dono bandhan mein dalne wala hai. Yes, for your pious activities, you have to come back into this world to enjoy the reaction. And for your impious activity, you have to come back into this world to suffer the reaction. But once you come back into this world, you have to grow old, you have to get disease, you have to die. Good deal or a bad deal, it's all a bad deal because actually you have to come back to enjoy or to suffer. And once you come back, old age, disease and death cannot be avoided. Miseries caused by other living entities can't be avoided. Miseries caused by natural disturbances can't be avoided. So you may say, kare kya Maharaj? Ye bhi nahi, wo bhi nahi, to phir kare kya hum? What are we supposed to do? Not pious activity, not impious activity. Then do what? Therefore, to escape reaction, a karma must be performed. What is a karma? Action for which there is no reaction. If you perform such kind of action, which for which there is no reaction, good or bad, that is called as akarma. You may say, ye kya? Abhi aapne bola, har karma ka ek reaction hota hai. Ab aap kehte ho, aise karma karo, jiska koi parinam hi nahi hai, jiska koi pratikriya hi nahi hai. How do we do that? Very simple. I'll give you one example. Suppose, India, God forbid, but India declares a war with some neighboring country. And suddenly all young people are asked, come on, join the army. Here is your gun. Here is a bullet. Here is a uniform. There are the enemy. Go and shoot. Surgical strike. And a person goes and shoots down 100 person. He becomes a national hero. Paramveer Chakra Award milega use. And he is given 6 months leave. Jao, ghar mein maja karke ao. And that fellow comes home and one day suddenly develops a fight with his neighbor and takes out the same AK-47 and he just kills his neighbor. So what is the army going to do? Call him, court-martial him and probably hang him to death or put him in the prison. Fellow may say, yare, aisa kaisa yaar? 100 logon ko mara to sone ka medal. और एक व्यक्ति को मारा तो फांसी का फंदा. Isn't it? Doesn't sound logical. Then the army chief is going to tell him, you rascal, you fool. When we asked you to shoot the enemy, we are taking the responsibility. We gave you the gun, we gave you the bullet, we gave you the uniform, and we gave you the instruction. हमने दिए तुम्हें बंदूक दिया, गोली दिया, वर्दी दिया और आज्ञा भी दिया, जाके लड़ो. And because you fought on our instruction, we take the responsibility for all the killing you have done and we award you for obeying our instructions properly. But when you used the gun, the bullet, and the uniform that we have given, and went and whimsically used it for your own self, against the instruction what we have given you, then you are responsible. You have to suffer the reactions. Do you understand? Similarly, God has given us a body. He has given us the mind, the intelligence, and He has given us instructions in the form of scriptures. And He said, if you use it according to my instructions, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Arjun, because you are going to fight this war on my behalf, on my instruction, to please me, on my order, I will tell you, you are relieved from all sinful reactions. In fact, by fighting, you are performing the highest form of yoga. By fighting the war, irrespective of you win or lose the war, you will achieve the perfection of life. Because you are fighting not according to your whims and fancies, you are fighting according to my instruction. For my pleasure and satisfaction, I am ordering you. But when you use these instruments that I have given whimsically for your own selfish interest, for your egoistic interests, you are responsible. You have to suffer or enjoy, not me. So when we use our God-given body, intelligence, mind, etc., and facilities and abilities, as we discussed on the first day when we lighted the lamp, when we lighted the lamp, if you remember what I told you, human life is a fat gift. F-A-T. Human life is some facilities, some ability, and some time. If we use it according to the scriptural injunctions, according to the instructions of the manual that the Lord has given in the form of scriptures, then He takes the responsibility, even if something wrong happens, knowingly, unknowingly. But if we whimsically act, not caring, disregarding the scriptures, we are responsible, we have to take responsibility for that suffering. And therefore, basically to conclude, there are three types of activity. Three types of karma. Karma means works performed as per the scriptural directions, pious activity. Vikarma, works performed against the scriptural directions, sinful activity. And thirdly, akarma, activity for which one suffers no reaction. And a person who performs that kind of activity is called as a yogi. Yoga, which we will discuss tomorrow. And to conclude, I will just finish with last two slides. Today I am trying to complete as early as possible. And I'm slightly going bit time. Please forgive me. When a person lives a life like this, a life dedicated to the instruction of the Lord as per the scriptures, life is a preparation, death is the examination. Life is a preparation. Throughout your life, if you are God conscious, if everything you think, speak and do are always doing what is according to the scriptures, such a person, then at the time of death, death is the examination. Antakale cha mam eva, the Lord says in the Gita, at the time of death, one who remembers me while giving up his body, does not upon giving up the body, come back to this world, but attains to my abode, O Arjun. There is no doubt about this. Asamshaya. There is no doubt about this. And so therefore, yoga means to be God conscious every moment of our life. Why are we doing what we are doing? Spirituality is not about what you do. Spirituality is about why you do what you do. Imagine on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Duryodhan is sitting on the chariot, shooting arrows, killing people. On the same battlefield, on the other side, Arjuna is sitting on the chariot, shooting arrows, killing people. Both are doing the self-same activity. But Duryodhan, because of his motivation of greed, envy, and disregard to the scriptures, He is getting entangled in the cycle of birth and death. But Arjun, because he is hearing to the Lord's instructions, Krishna's instructions, and didn't want to fight before, but at the behest, at the request of Arjun, Krishna, he fought. He is getting disentangled from the cycle of birth and death. Why? Not because of various activity, but the type of consciousness. So true spirituality is not a change of dress. True spirituality is not a change of hairstyle, like me. True spirituality is not a change of location from the house to the Himalayas. True spirituality is about change of consciousness. It is not what you do which makes an activity spiritual or material. It is why you do what you do. For whose pleasure and satisfaction? Are you doing it for your own egoistic pleasure and satisfaction, or for the Lord's pleasure and satisfaction? That makes the activity spiritual. And therefore, tomorrow we will be discussing about how to make our life spiritual. Tomorrow, when you get out of this room, at least you should not have a doubt as to what after this, from tomorrow onwards, how I can remain connected with the Lord, how I can remain God conscious 24 hours a day while pursuing my responsibilities in this world, household responsibilities, social responsibilities, occupational responsibilities. Can I still pursue spiritual life? How can I do it practically? Yeah, this is the last. I will tell one little story and conclude. What is the perspective of a person who is performing akarma? There was once a farmer in China. This person, all his family, there was no one in the family. He had only one son, 18-year-old son. He had 1 acre land and he had a horse. Horse he used to, like we use bullocks to till the land. The Chinese use the horse. So he had a horse, he had 1 acre land, he had his son and a little house. This was his only property. But he was completely devoted to the Supreme Lord. He was a great devotee. And he believed, whatever happens in my life happens for good. One day, he saw early morning, his horse broke open from the wood which he had tied to and had run away. Only horse, and it had run away. All the villagers came. Bad luck, bad luck. Ek ghoda tha, wo bhi chala gaya, bechara. And he said, good luck, bad luck, who knows. Jo bhi hota hai, achcha hi hota hai. Bhagwan jo bhi karte hai, achche ke liye karte. He had faith. A week later, the horse came back from the jungle along with 9 she horses. Now, ghodiyon ke saath aa gaya ghoda wapas. And all the villagers came. Kya good luck, yaar, kya good luck. Ek ghoda gaya to 10 ghode aa gaye. And this person was kind of neutral and he said, hey, good luck, bad luck, who knows. Jo bhi hota hai, Bhagwan ke achcha hi hota hai. This young man, he wanted to train the she horses that had come from the wild horses from the jungle. So he started training the horses. And one she horse threw this fellow off. He broke his leg. Practically, permanently. And the whole villagers came. Bad luck. Bad luck. Ek ladka tha, wo bhi langda ho gaya. Bahut bura hua. Jo bhi hua, bahut bura hua. And the fellow said, good luck, bad luck, who knows, whatever happens, happens for good. Next month, the country declared war against the neighboring country. And all the young people, able-bodied people, were gathered and enrolled in the army. All of them went for the war. Everyone died. No one came back. The whole village was emptied of all young people. There was only one person left. You know who? This fellow who had broken leg. And everyone came and said, ab hame pata laga, sar salamat to pagdi hazar. अरे पैर टूटा तो जान बचा, पैर नहीं टूटा हमारे बच्चों का, सबके सब गए, कोई वापस नहीं आया. नाउ वी अंडरस्टैंड, ही सेड, दे टोल्ड हिम, नाउ वी अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई यू सेड दैट वॉट एवर हैपन्स हैपन्स फॉर द गुड. सिमिलरली फॉर अ पर्सन हु हैज फेथ इन द लॉर्ड, देर आर थ्री थिंग्स. गॉड इज ओमनीपोटेंट, गॉड इज ओमनीशियंट, गॉड इज ऑल लविंग, ही इज ऑल पावरफुल. देर इज नो इविल फोर्स दैट कैन हार्म. देव, वॉट इज दैट, राखे कृष्ण मारे के, मारे कृष्ण राखे के. इफ द लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स टू प्रोटेक्ट, नो वन कैन हार्म यू. इफ ही वॉन्ट्स टू हार्म यू, नो वन कैन प्रोटेक्ट यू. ही इज ऑल पावरफुल, ही इज ऑल नोइंग, ही नोज वॉट इज बेस्ट फॉर यू, एंड ही इज ऑल लविंग. ही विल नेवर डू इन योर लाइफ एनीथिंग दैट इज नॉट प्रॉपर टू यू. वन हु हैज फेथ इन दिस ट्रूथ इन एनी सिचुएशन ऑफ लाइफ, गुड और बैड, ही जस्ट सेज थैंक यू माई लॉर्ड, थैंक यू सो मच, आई नो, बट वॉट एवर यू डू, यू आर डूइंग इट फॉर माई गुड. हैड दिस नॉट हैपन्ड, देन दिस वुड नॉट हैव हैपन्ड. एंड देयरफॉर वन मस्ट परफॉर्म अ कर्म सो दैट एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ वन कैन बी प्यूरिफाइड ऑफ द कार्मिक रिएक्शन एंड अचीव द परफेक्शन ऑफ वन्स लाइफ, दैट इज गो बैक होम, बैक टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. सो थैंक यू वेरी मच. इफ देयर इज one or two questions, quick questions, I will take it. One here, can we pass? And if there is one more, yeah, one there. So we'll take just two questions because we are already a little late. Tomorrow I want to give you some good news. Tomorrow we are starting at 5 and I will end at probably 7, 7:30. We will have solid 1 hour question answers. Any question you have. Some of you, I was told, are little hesitant to ask taking the mic. Some are little shy type. You can write your questions in a piece of paper, but legible handwriting. Taki main samajh paun ab kya likhe ho. Kindly write your question. Chalega, even if it's Hindi or English. Aap likh ke lao and I will take the questions. If you can ask, well and good. If you can't ask, if you write it, I'll take it up. And I will not leave this place till all the questions are answered. And if it is not answered in the stipulated time, others can go. Those whose questions are not answered, I will answer till the whole night if necessary. So I am available, depending upon your availability. But I can assure you, 90% of all your questions will be answered tomorrow. Much of it is answered. What you had yesterday may have been answered today. What is day for yesterday may have been answered. So most probably it is answered. If it is not, we will take it up. Two questions and